Kevin, time to wake up.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, I must have dozed off.
It's time for me to go now, Kevin.
No!
I'm afraid so. I accomplished what I had to, and now it's time for me to leave.
What? What did you accomplish? Why were you here?
I was here for you, Kevin.
For me? Look, I don't understand any of this, but if what you say is true, then please don't leave.
My time is up, Kevin. I'm sorry.
You can't! Not yet!
I have no choice.
No! Damn it, Nola! I can't lose you again!
Like you lost me before?
Yes! Yes! Like before! Like...
I didn't know from the start. Only after the miscarriage. I wasn't just remembering my pain, Kevin. I was remembering my death. After that, it all became clear. I left you too soon, my darling. I never meant to go.
I don't remember.
You remembered enough.
You carried all your grief from one life to the next, afraid of losing love once more. And so I had to come back, my darling, to drive away the fear by living out the life we never got to share, a touch of every year, so that, my dear, you can love again. Open up, it's time to be free. Free the love you held for me. Someone else is waiting. Bid farewell to them. All I have to give is release. Nothing more, but know there's peace. Someone else is waiting.
Remember the one called When You Are Old?
When you are old and gray and full of sleep.
Yes, there's a line here. Many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true. But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and loved the sorrows of your changing face.
Thank you, Kevin. But close the book now.
Someone else is waiting. Someone else.
Of something. over.
I know.
I've seen enough.